Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAIRI podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, editorial director with Reed.com. We're going to be talking today with Marcel Verbaas, CEO of Xenia Hotels and Resorts. We're going to talk a little bit about how things are going as a stock exchange listed REIT. So let's go ahead and bring Marcel on. Marcel, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Alan?
Doing very well, thank you. So can you explain a little bit about general, what's your company's business strategy?
Sure. Xenia Hotels and Resorts really has a strategy of focusing on top 25 lodging markets and key leisure destinations, and particularly within those markets, we focus on three segments of the lodging space, premium full-service hotels, lifestyle hotels, and urban upscale hotels. And we feel that strategy really affords us an opportunity to find the right type of acquisition and do the right type of investment in the right type of market. So we do think that we have a strategy that that works very well for where we are in the lodging cycle at this point.
And your company spun off from the Inland family. Can you give us an idea? I mean, what prompted this spinoff?
Sure. Ultimately, it's obviously a decision that the Inland American board made and felt it was in the best interest of Inland American. It was an opportunity for us to be established as an independent lodging company, completely focused on the lodging space, be able to put a board in place that is completely focused on the operations of this company. We have an extremely strong board. We feel very good about the management team we have in place. We feel very good about the board we've been able to put in place, and feel very good about our strategy. It's really kind of a culmination of a strategy that we've had for the past few years. We initially established our platform as a part of Inland American back in 2007, and we've really been executing a portfolio repositioning strategy since 2009, which ultimately culminated in the type of portfolio that we own today, which we think is a very prudent way to invest in the lodging space.
And so what was the biggest challenge then in taking Xenia public?
Well, aside from the weather that was kind of thrown at us in New York and Boston over the last few weeks while we were trying to do our roadshow. But other than that, I mentioned obviously the things that we were able to put in place, and I think, frankly, being able to put the type of management team in place and having the type of board we were able to put in place, we are just very pleased that we were able to go through this process and be able to set this company up in a way where we think we have a very strong foundation and a very strong strategy at this time. So wouldn't say that was a particular challenge, but ultimately I think we've reset this company up very well for future growth for our shareholders.
Again, this is the NAIRI podcast, and we're talking with Marcel Verbaas, president and CEO of Xenia Hotels and Resorts. So can you give us an idea, how much of your business is going to come from leisure travel versus business customers?
We really look at our portfolio as a portfolio that benefits from a number of different demand generators. We obviously have a component of our portfolio that does have a little bit higher group component to it. We also have a component of the portfolio that's a little bit more heavily weighted towards leisure. But in general, you can say that most of our hotels that we own really benefit from its locations, particularly where we do look for varied demand generators. So even some of the hotels that are a little bit more weighted towards group and business traveler still have a component where we really like that it drives, that it has some different drivers. You know, we have hotels like the Hilton Garden Inn in Washington, D.C., which is within walking distance of the White House. Obviously, it does a very strong corporate business, but also has a very strong leisure component to it. And even some of our larger hotels with more meeting space, such as the Westin Galleria, which is located at the Simon-owned mall in the Galleria submarket in Houston, really benefits from that anchor and from that demand driver as well. So we really like to look for acquisitions that aren't completely dependent on group business, but we certainly do like some exposure to the group business as it strengthens here in this part of the cycle.
Now let's talk growth strategy. Is most of your growth going to come more from development projects or acquisitions?
We currently own 46 hotels that are open. We have two relatively small development projects underway. where we are a majority owner. Both of those will come online over the next two quarters. You can really look at development being a very minor component of what we'll do going forward. I won't say today that we will not be doing additional developments. We will certainly look for potential opportunities, but most of the growth will absolutely come from the acquisition side. In addition to, obviously, the growth that we feel is very embedded in our portfolio. We acquired 22 of our hotels since the beginning of 2012, so we certainly see growth opportunities through our asset management and project management teams and how we apply our practices to the current portfolio. But as far as external growth, we will certainly be more heavily weighted towards the acquisition side as opposed to development.
The big story for just about every sector of the economy right now, interest rates. I mean, with the likelihood of rates rising sometime in the near future, I mean, do you view that as a positive or a negative for your business?
Well, in general, we have a very strong balance sheet. Our leverage ratio is very conservative. We actually have some debts coming due over the next 18 months, which is just some of the higher-rated debts that we have in our portfolio. So we actually have an opportunity to refinance some of the debt that is coming due within that time frame, which will actually lower our overall interest, our overall cost of capital. In general, obviously, we are in a business that is a little bit different, being in the lodging space, where you're dealing with basically nightly leases as opposed to longer-term leases, so there's a little bit more of a hedge towards rising interest rates inherently in our business. So in general, I feel like we're very well positioned with our portfolio and with our balance sheets to not be terribly negatively affected by interest rates increases.
And finishing up, Marcel, let's look ahead a year from now. You're doing an interview like this. Someone says, what's been the big story for your company in its first year as a publicly traded company? What's your answer going to be?
Well, we look forward to obviously executing our strategy that we've outlined. As I mentioned earlier to you, this is not a situation where we spun out of a company and are coming up with a new strategy. This is a strategy that we've been working on for years as far as how we shape our portfolio and how we intend to be prudent allocators of capital going forward. So if I'm sitting here next year talking to you, we certainly will be looking back and looking at how we continued that journey. We certainly, like I said, have the capacity for growth. We will be looking for acquisition opportunities, but we certainly are not looking to grow for the sake of growing. To the extent that we find the right type of opportunities, we absolutely will look at acquisition opportunities. We could potentially look at some dispositions in the portfolio as well. Overall, like I said, the goal for us as a company here is to continue executing on the strategy that we've outlined and that we feel very strongly about.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Marcel. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
And thank you all for joining us, too. For the NAREIT Podcast, I'm Alan Kenny.